Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios.
Today on the LA Report, another drenching storm causes Orange County to declare a state of emergency. The LA City Council sets aside money for unarmed safety officers to respond to mental health crises.
This $1 million is basically creating a place where these programs, where sort of the bureaucratic infrastructure for these programs can get started and can live.
And after nearly 2 years of waiting, former L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti finally gets confirmed as the U.S. ambassador to India. It's Wednesday. It's March 15th. I'm Nick Roman, and this is the L.A. Report from LAist 89.3. Well, that's what it sounded like at my house in South Orange County early this morning, and I bet it sounded like that where you live, too. The 11th atmospheric river to flow over California during this very rainy winter began soaking us yesterday. It drenched us some more overnight and into this morning, and now it's moving on. The storm left a lot of damage behind, especially in Orange County. LA's Morning Edition host Suzanne Watley says it's now the 43rd of California's 58 counties under a state emergency declaration.
Governor Newsom's emergency declaration makes state resources and funding available for storm response and relief efforts. Orange County is the latest to be added to the growing list that already includes Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Kern, and Santa Barbara counties. In Huntington Beach, flooding forced the closure of Pacific Coast Highway between Warner and Sea Point. In Dana Point, another PCH closure was triggered by a mudslide between Beach Road and Camino Capistrano. A home in Newport Beach was red tagged and others nearby yellow tagged due to an unstable hillside. In San Clemente, the Orange County Fire Authority got a call after 8 this morning that three low-rise apartment buildings on Buena Vista were in danger of sliding down an eroded cliff, and the structures were evacuated and yellow tagged. Buena Vista from Avenida Florencio to Calle Colina and the trail below were closed. Slide and flooding danger will persist after the rain moves out due to ground saturation and runoff. I'm Suzanne Watley.
Now, just across the Orange County line along the northbound 71 in L.A. and Riverside counties, the road today was more like a mountain trail. A bunch of potholes opened up on the 71. A bunch of cars drove over them, blew their tires or fouled up their suspensions. It got so bad that the CHP had to close all lanes on the 71 north at Rio Rancho Road. Those lanes are open again. Also, Malibu Canyon Road open again. It had been closed by rock slides between Payuma Road and Civic Center Way. And the CHP says a rock slide closed a section of Highway 74, the Ortega Highway, west of Lake Elsinore, at least for a few hours. Rock slides and mudslides happen all the time along the Ortega. Now, just because this storm is moving on doesn't mean it won't cause more trouble.
We could still see some mudslides, landslides to areas that are kind of vulnerable because there's just been so much water over the last season for sure, but especially over the last week or two.
That's meteorologist Ryan Kittle at the National Weather Service. We'll see a little bit of rain this evening. Should be gone overnight. Some sun, some clouds tomorrow and Friday. Highs in the mid-60s. The forecast then calls for a slight chance of rain Saturday night through Tuesday. The LA City Council today voted to put $1 million into setting up an Office of Unarmed Response and Safety. That office would work with 911 dispatchers to figure out which calls for help require a team of trained mental health specialists rather than armed police officers. It would then dispatch that team as needed. Here's the LA City Council's Bob Blumenfield.
This $1 million is basically creating a place where these programs, where sort of the bureaucratic infrastructure for these programs can get started and can live. Ultimately, I want to see either a standalone department or standalone office.
The $1 million is just a start. It'll cover the cost of 3 staffers, plus the various costs of data collection and coordination with other city departments and programs involved in unarmed response to 911 calls. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California says it's rained plenty this year, so it's dropping its emergency restrictions on outdoor watering that it adopted last year. The MWD supplies drinking water to cities and water districts from Oxnard to the Mexican border and as far east as Hemet and Temecula. The MWD says lifting the outdoor watering restrictions doesn't mean stop conserving water. You already know the Colorado River has too many straws sucking up too much water, and one of those straws belongs to the MWD. The U.S. Senate today confirmed former L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti to be the next ambassador to India. 52-42 was the vote. It comes 20 months after President Biden had nominated him. It got held up right away when Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley raised questions about a sexual harassment scandal that involved one of Garcetti's top aides at L.A. City Hall. Today, Grassley was among 42 senators, 3 of them Democrats, who voted against confirming Garcetti as the ambassador to India. Other 52 senators, including 7 Republicans, voted to confirm him. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producers Tiffany Ugie and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. I'm your host, Nick Roman. Join us again tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.